singing to you. Every time we turn live, man, you know it's the truth. Every after show, move it down. It's the time to move around. No gimmicks, podcast is going down. Every night, every time in the ring. This is time for no gimmicks, no, we doing our thing. What's your state of mind, state of mind? Moving down a statement when we take the line. This is exactly wrestling, the state of mind. When you see Stone Cold like me, with the stunner in the world, exactly, man, what we bring. Every night we move like Brock Lesnar, the F5, no gimmicks. We take you to your limit, what's the feeling? When we live in the air, you know we on, it's the time. Guarantee we move, know how we respond. The state is line, the state is line when we feel it.
Yo, 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 what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the No Gimmicks Podcast here on the DFPN. We are back with our Path to Destiny series, episode 2. And tonight we got a good one. One of the first people that I noticed when I moved here from California, we went to MPX, and one of the first people I noticed was this guy. And I noticed how athletic he was, how powerful he was, and how engaging he was. And he was immediately somebody that I gravitated towards. And to see his run right now, he is on the cusp of reaching the next level. And I cannot be more excited for this guy to have him on the show today. And he has a slogan that is very, it's popular to me because I love it, but the crowd doesn't. I love it though. It's called Grow Up. Because everybody needs to do it every now and then. Some people just need to grow up. But if you don't know who I'm talking about, let me bring them on in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the No Gimmicks Podcast, Mr. Demo Diamond. Demo, what's up, man?
Hey, yo. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. We got some things we got to discuss today.
Oh, we definitely do. We definitely do. First of all, I didn't even know you had a podcast at first. I didn't know, like, I heard of No Gimmicks and all of this, but I didn't know it was you. Like, I've seen you multiple times, and I was like, okay. Yep,
that's me.
I was like, wow.
I mean, I'm a fan of it, man. So I don't go just to promote it. Like, yeah. I go to actually enjoy myself, which I really do enjoy it, but it helps that I'm there and I'm seeing guys like you. I'm seeing guys like Kari and what you guys are doing. And like, that's what keeps me engaged. You know what I'm saying? Just watching the growth of you guys.
Yeah.
So for me, it's more of a fan thing, but you were one of the people like when I first, cause I've been here almost 2 years. And one of the first people that I actually saw was you. So I was like, dang, this guy is actually really good. So I actually started paying attention, but it's crazy to see how far you've grown, man. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy because it's only been a year for me, like in wrestling terms. It's only been a year for me. Yeah. So I graduated DFW in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So this would make year two for me, as in – yeah, as of December 23rd, December 20-something. this is year two for me around the, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're growing together. That's cool.
Yeah, we're growing together, you know?
That's cool. But yeah, man, it's been leaps and bounds for you. So I've seen you in tag teams. I've seen you in stables. I've seen you have a singles run.
Yes.
Right now, what's the best part of this for you right now?
Just
on your journey.
I feel like my singles run. I enjoyed the TWC. I love the TWC. Those are my guys. Those are my brothers. Before the stuff with Cavens, I enjoyed the Brilliant Gems, but it's really my time to shine. Like, it's all about me. I don't feel like I gave myself enough credit to where I could compete with these people like Fuego, you know, we will talk about later. But like, right. I didn't give myself enough credit when I was, you know, working, and I was like, oh well, you know, I'll just be a tag team guy for now and see right. where it goes. But like, now it's all about me. Like, I gotta get my due because I gotta put the work in. You know,
where's that confidence coming from?
Confidence, I don't know. It's something that grew with my wrestling. I'm gonna be honest with you, because I was one of the most unconfident people. You can ask anybody. I was like, oh well, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this, but now, like, it's all me. Like, I got it. I know for sure.
Do you think being with the TWC, because that's where I've seen Demo really go from here to here, right?
Yes.
Do you think your time with the TWC gave you that, all right, I got it, this is me, I'm ready to move forward type of thing?
Yeah, I feel like the TWC gave me my base. I feel like everybody has that one moment where they like, oh, I can see where I can go. And I would say, even though Lance isn't, you know, around anymore, but I would say Lance Romance helped with that a lot. I mean, the leader of the TWC, Kari helped with that. That's like my big brother. So, like, listening to him with the feedback and everything like that, and listening to Lance on his feedback, and just having those two avenues to really talk to about, like, who, what I am and what I'm doing and what I want to do, just opened up so many doors, like, to my wrestling knowledge, if that makes sense.
Right. So what's on your mind now, as far as, all right, we know you have Destiny coming up, but like, what's your outlook on, I know what I need to do to be a single star. What's your outlook on that right now?
My outlook is to grind. I know everybody says that, and everybody, that's like the generic answer, but like, in a year's time, I've become something that nobody thought I would become. If I'm being real brutally honest, I've gained 30 pounds in the last year or so. I've put in the work to where you can't deny what I have. I've been down to Houston. I've been down to Georgia. I've been down different states, and I've gotten the same answer. Oh, you're really good. You're really talented. You know, we need you to keep working. We need you to keep working. I've even worked with Athena and got the same, you know, same critique. So to me, it's all about now, what can I make myself do? I know that in the ring, I have the ability to be great, but it's all about outside the ring, you know, diet and all this extra stuff. It's the culmination of everything, because I can't say like, oh, wrestling wise, I'm just the greatest, because I'm not. But I'm me. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what you're working towards,
yeah,
right?
Being that's great. But I'm me, and nobody can be me more than me. You know what I mean? So my mindset right now, in terms of everything, is just to grind and get to the point to where I know that if I step into the ring with a Alex Shelley or anybody down the line like that, that there's no butterflies, that I know that I got this moment in the bag.
I like that answer. Let's back up a little bit, because I didn't ask you this in the beginning, but who is Demo Diamond?
That's a hard question. Demo Diamond is me. It's a culmination of everything that, one, I've been through, which Diamond comes from pressure. I've literally grown up in like Stop Six, which is not the greatest part of Fort Worth. I've grown up in Everman, which is a small part of Fort Worth that nobody really talks about. Mm-hmm. And that like made me, that gave me the idea for The Shining Truth. Like, it's not a lot that comes out of those two places. So I wanted to give hope to like a lot of people, you know what I mean? Whether I'm a bad guy or a good guy, like I want people to see that, hey, you can make something out of yourself out of these places. That's where The Shining Truth came from. The Diamond came from pressure. It was a lot of pressure. Once I hit 6'5", everybody was like, oh, well, you should play basketball. You should play football. You should play baseball. You should play this. You should do this. You should do this. So, like, a lot of the times, like, I played every sport in high school there is to play. I played baseball, soccer. I played it all. And none of them stuck with me like wrestling stuck with me. But that the Diamond came from the pressure that I was under. Everybody was like, hey, you got to find something. Hey, you got to use your height. Hey, you got to do, you know. And for me, I was like, why not? You know, let's go ahead and chase this dream that I had when I was a kid. And demo is just me. Randomly at training, people can't say my shoot name, so they call me Demo. And demo just stuck. So
I like that.
Reason demo stuck. So.
You nailed this question, man. That was an easy answer. that was an easy one. But you speak about where you come from. Do you put a lot of where you come from into your style? Because I do see a person up there that's like, you handle pressure very well, right? Yeah. Even though for me as a fan watching you, I see a guy, like I see you confident. I see you go in the ring, you crush it, and you have attitude, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like your growing up, your experiences shape who you are as a competitor in the ring?
100%. I'm gonna be honest. If I didn't meet some of the people that I met in my childhood, I would not be as confident as I am today. That is just facts. Like the people that I grew up with, that I used to go play basketball with. We used to play basketball until like 12 a.m. in the morning. Like we hooped for hours. But like if it wasn't for them, we all pushed each other. It was a circle, and we all pushed each other. Then you know when I got into online gaming and everything like that, I have a circle now that I'm close to that they were like, hey, well, we believe in you, dog. Like go chase that dream, and they pushed me, you know, to keep going and keep doing what I'm doing. And like if it wasn't for my mom, who, you know, gave me everything that I could ever ask for, supported me when I decided, you know, to go into wrestling at 18. I've had my ups and downs as a kid and growing up and everything, but to say they shaped me is the exact words. Like I wouldn't be where I am without those experiences.
Nice. And let's move forward now to where we're going. So MPX Destiny, the biggest show that MPX has ever put on is going to be at the Epic in Grand Prairie next Saturday, March 16th. You have a unique opportunity. I know what the MPX Addicts title can do for your career, mm-hmm. Because I've seen it with Kari, right? Yeah. I've seen the result of it. Talk to me about what you feel heading into this match, because you are in a triple threat match, but list of contenders who you're going up against.
I'm going against Mikey B, the current champion, and the master of the Tornado DDT, Fuego del Sol. And to me, this match is big. This match is, one, something I've been scratching and clawing for since I lost my Addicts title. With the shot collar and everything that MPX created to, you know, destroy the TWC. It's crazy when a whole company has to, you know, form something against you to make you lose.
You guys were too powerful, man.
Against the crowd. So I can't really say nothing, but yeah. Don't bring it back. but anyways, like this match to me means like everything. This is my big shot. The last named person that worked a major company that I ever got to work with was Barrett Brown, when she worked New Japan Strong. So getting to wrestle Fuego is a big deal for me. It's a measuring stick match for me. I know, for one, I'm just say this, I know that I'm good, but I need to see somebody that's been on that level to tell me how good I am. You know what I mean? Like that is what this match is for me. Mikey B, I like Mikey B. Like Mikey B. But I'm going to be honest. Like, he's no slouch. Right in the ring. But Mikey B is no me. So, the way I see it, I'm heading into Destiny to get back what's mine. Which is my Addicts Championship that I never lost. Truly. And I'm here to prove a point that Demo Diamond can go with the best of them.
This is for me as a fan, because I know Fuego del Sol.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest minds that this business has ever produced.
Yeah.
So this is a test on how good of mind you are. And I would love to see you come out of this the winner of that match. I really would. I would too.
I would love to see me come out the winner holding my title. You know,
this would speak volumes on what and who Demo Diamond is.
Yeah.
As a wrestler, not just as a person, but as a wrestler. But I would really love to see you come out of this the winner of that match.
I mean, like I said, this is the biggest match that I've had so far at the biggest stage, Destiny at the Epic. But like I said, I thrive under pressure. That's what I do. I've been thrown into situations that people were like, oh, well, we'll see what you can do. We'll see how you can work. And I proved everybody wrong. Like, so I'm literally strictly at Destiny to prove a point and get my Addicts title back. That's it. Everything else that everybody else got going on, that's not about me. I'm worried about me.
All right. I don't blame you for that. I don't blame you for that. Now, let's just say hypothetically, mm-hmm. Okay. you get some offered help. Will you accept it?
I mean, we'll see. You know, hey, you know, if I got to make that call, whatever, to get my Addicts title back, right?
Right. Right. That's a
brilliant mind. I mean, hey, let's be real, you know, smart people had people behind them.
I'm checking the integrity level here. So,
hey, I'm just saying, everybody knows what I'm about. So if it happens.
All right. I'm with you there. So, Let's go over your mindset day of. What does Demo Diamond listen to get pumped up for this match?
Okay, so I have four go-to artists. I listen to a lot of music, but I listen to KB, which is Christian rap. But three songs that I listen to him for is Glory to Glory, Easy, and We Right Here. Those are my pump up songs. Also listen to Andy Mineo, which his song that I used to use as my theme song, actually, which is I Ain't Done. I listen to Coming in Hunt, and then Desperados.
I like it.
Then I'll listen to some Eminem. I'm trying to think of the songs. Till I Collapse. Let me see. Mm-hmm. It's the song from the boxing movie. I can't think about it. It's like Kings Never Die. I think that's what it is. What boxing movie? That's the song name is Kings Never Die. I don't remember what the boxing movie was.
Oh.
It was with...
it's not like, Michael B. Jordan, is it?
No. It was a white dude. Yeah, I don't remember. He had to box because he lost his daughter and everything like that. And it was crazy.
Why does that sound familiar, but I don't know what it is?
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think about it.
I can picture it, too.
And Zeus, that's one of my favorite songs that he's made recently. And then I'll listen to some Pop Smoke because I got to get turned up sometimes. So I'll listen to a little Pop Smoke and... Those songs range from anywhere. So
that is a range. I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard this range before. So you go from Christian to extreme.
Like, yeah, you know, sometimes
Christian the drill is wild, bro.
Sometimes you gotta, you know, I don't know. Like it's a one, you know, I grew up on, you know, rap music in general. So it's like something that's, you know, played a part in my whole thing.
Yeah.
But also it's just like I enjoy Christian rap as well. So I don't want to take away from neither one. So I listen to all of it. You know what I mean? It is.
Okay. I'm with that. I'm with that. Yeah. I like it. All right. I haven't asked you this one, so we're kind of going into personal territory. Okay. Favorite wrestlers.
My favorite wrestlers. All right. So Randy Orton off top. Shane Taylor.
Oh, real quick.
Yes.
I don't know if you were there that night. I can talk about it now because it's happened. But I actually met Shane Taylor. Me and Montese. Montese was kind enough. He was shooting a music video.
Yeah.
For STP. And I met him. One of the dopest individuals, man, I think I've ever come across, man. Like,
Shane Taylor is, one, the reason that I got into wrestling. Two, like, a mentor that isn't around, but, like, he's like a mentor to me. Like I get my trash talking the way that I do is from him. Yes. I've watched so many Shane Taylor matches to where I – Not so much, you know, copy, but like I find a way to do certain things that I used to love from him, like still do, but like, you know, but that I used to love from him in my own way, and kind of build that repertoire of, you know, that's how I get like.
Now that you mention that, I can definitely see the influence. That you mention it,
Shane Taylor is one of my biggest influences. And I think he has a match Saturday against Daniel Bryan.
I will be tapped in.
Danielson, my bad. My bad.
I will be tapped in for that.
Yes. I think it'll be a good one. And then, so Shane Taylor, Randy Orton. I respect the hell out of Brian Keith. And he became one of my favorite wrestlers to watch when I was coming through the system and training. Because, like, I trained at DFW, so we used to be at the VIP shows and everything like that. And, man, Brian Keith used to just work, dog. And to know where people said he came from to where he is now, dog, I respect and admire him. So he's one of my favorite wrestlers.
Right on.
I would go and say Seth Rollins is one of my favorite wrestlers as well. Just overall athleticism and just how crazy is it sometimes. And then underrated one, but Shelton Benjamin as well.
Oh, yes. Yes. Very much so.
Yes.
Very much so. The man was the athleticism was crazy. Immense. Still is, but
immense.
Crazy. But yeah, that was good answers. Very good answers.
Yeah.
All right, so before I let you go,
okay,
we do a game.
All right, I'm listening.
I didn't play this last time, but I'm feeling generous today, so
okay,
we'll play a game. It's called Either Or.
All right.
So I'll say two things, and you have to pick one.
Okay.
In instances,
no in between.
No in between. You have to pick one.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you three questions.
All right.
Question number one. Okay. Actually, there'll be four. Question number one. Randy Orton or Seth Rollins?
Randy Orton.
Why?
One, nostalgia, but also two, how smooth he is in the ring. There's not a moment to where Randy really looks out of place. It seems like he always knows exactly what he's doing in every single moment. Also, just the sheer impact of Randy Orton on who I am as a person. So
nice. Okay. Question two.
All right.
Shane Taylor
mm-hmm.
or Brian Keith?
Shane Taylor.
Okay. Influence, right?
Influence, but also I just connect with Shane Taylor on a different level. One, because I'm a bigger guy, and usually I'm one of the biggest guys in the ring with my opponents. But also just the sheer, like, I don't know. It's something about somebody that could talk so much trash and you still, like, love to watch them, but you want to hate them. So, like, it's that it's that connectivity as well. Yeah. Like, it's just –
Because I'd be like, man, I'd be wanting to hate him so much, but I can't.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You gotta boo him, but you don't
want to.
Yeah,
I don't want to. Like, he's talking smack, and I should be mad at it, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, all right, yeah, he makes sense. Like, he's making sense right now.
That's what I be telling people. I don't be rude for no reason. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? So yeah, I get that. All right, so I'm gonna keep it short. Last right. question. Face or heel?
Heel.
This never changes. Like, I'm on a streak with this one.
The only reason I say that, I loved being a babyface. I will say that. I did. I enjoyed it a lot. I just feel like naturally I connect with people more as a heel than I was a babyface. I can go out and do the same stuff I do as a heel as a babyface, you know, anywhere. But, like,
yeah,
it's just a – it's who I – I know everybody gives the generic answer of it's who I am. But, no, like, genuinely, if you ask anybody in my family, it's literally who I am. Like, there's not a moment – you can ask anybody I train with. You can ask trainers. You can ask my family. You can ask the TWC. You can ask anybody. This is just who I am. Like, and
– love it.
It's easier for me to display who I am and be comfortable as a heel because I don't like people. I'm not a people person. So it's natural. It's I don't like you. So get away from me. Kind of feel.
No, that kind of lines up kind of, but my thing, cause it never, the only person, I think I may have two people that, like said, they like face. One of them was D.L. Hartley, which I was like, of course.
Yeah.
It makes sense. But
that makes sense.
The answer is like, it's easier. It pretty much boils down to it's easier to make somebody hate you
than love
it is than love. Yeah.
So I didn't have that issue. Like, I was really loved as a baby face especially coming in at like MPX. Like, me and Dylan were two of the top baby faces for a little while. And, like, the momentum shift that I got when I was a heel was, like, crazy. Like, it was, I don't know if you got to see that. But, like, the moment that I turned heel on Dylan and I put him through that door and everything shifted, everything changed, the gear shifted, everything. So, it's like, it's not that... It's easier for me, but it's something I enjoy more. I enjoy like picking on kids. Yeah. I enjoy picking on a parent. Like I enjoy that because not only is it interactivity, but like y'all pay to see something. And it's not, y'all don't pay to just sit there and be like, sit on your hands. Like I want to talk trash to y'all because y'all want to talk trash to me. So
exactly.
You might as well go back and forth. That's what I do.
I love it. But that's what makes it fun. That's what makes going to this fun, you know?
Exactly. So, that's what makes the indie show fun. I understand it.
Yep. Like, I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
Plus, my kid, every time we go, my kid's like, oh, there's Demo. It's
like, good job.
Oh, he was hurt, bro. When you turned on Kaven, oh.
Oh, I'm glad.
I was actually hurt, but.
I heard a lot of
people. I knew it. Oh, yo, I was hurt. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I heard a lot of grown people there. You don't know.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Messages I got. I was like, they were like, hey, blah, 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 this, and that. I was like, dang, dog. Like, it's not that deep. it might be for y'all, but you know, I need to do something else with my career. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, I get it. But I was like, man, they were such a good tag team. Like, yeah, what happened?
It was a ceiling on that. You know, I had so much fun, and then bro was like, and then I was like, no, it's my turn.
So, I get it, man. I get it. But that's what makes you in the spot that you're in now.
Exactly.
Like, I can't do nothing but root for you. You know what I mean? So
I
am rooting for you. I will be there. And I really do want to see you walk out as the Addicts champion.
Hey, if I walk out the Addicts championship, well, not the championship because I can't be a championship. But if I walk out the Addicts champion, then, you know, we might have to do another one of these so I could tell you how everything went. You know what I'm saying? Like,
most definitely. Most definitely.
Run it back.
Most definitely. So we the door is always open.
Yeah.
And I like to tell everybody this door is always open. You got a story to tell.
Yeah.
You have a platform to tell it on, man. Always.
Appreciate it.
So whenever you want to come on, my guy, the floor is open.
Hey, you know, it might be right after Destiny, but like, hey, look, you know, I just won the Addicts Championship.
Let's do it. we can come back for an update.
I'm down. Definitely down.
All right. But before we get out of here, tell the people where they can find you.
So let me look at my handles myself, because I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes I get a little lost.
Me too.
I got like three different handles. But you can find me at The Truth Demo on Instagram. Hold up, I'm going to X right now. And Demo Diamond on Facebook.
All right.
Let me go to X right now, or Twitter, whatever you decide to call it. And then you can find me at Demo Diamond PW on Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, same thing as the Instagram handle, which is The Truth Demo. And, you know, you can watch all my matches and watch me beat up people, because that's what I do.
Please give this guy a follow, man, because he is very awesome at what he does. Exactly. Very awesome at what he does. So
make everybody grow up.
Yep, exactly. So it's been a pleasure, man. It's been a pleasure having you on. I don't want to keep you too long. I'm going to SmackDown. So
you have fun.
Gonna go to SmackDown. But before we get out of here, is there anybody you want to shout out? Any shout outs?
I want to shout out JJ from the Epic. I know, like, we talk about how MPX is, you know, doing this Epic thing. If it wasn't for JJ, man, considering, you know, putting wrestling and mixing the two in between each other, like, we wouldn't have this platform. So shout out to JJ.
Absolutely.
Shout out to my sponsors, the Modern Wellness Center, because they keep your boy healthy. Also, you should go, you know, check out their website. They got like Tiger Balm. Well, they got their own balm. Mist sprays, smelling salts. You can get 25% off with demo 25.
All right. When we're done, shoot me the link.
I got you.
I'll post it up.
I got you.
For everybody. So
all righty.
But shout out to him, man. But yeah, shout out to the Epic. That is one of the most unique venues I think I've ever seen. And they do very well. Yeah.
Yes.
They do very well in that venue. So shout out to the Epic in Grand Prairie.
And then shout out to all the TWC members. Can't say all of y'all because it'd take too long. And shout out to everybody that's ever trained me. And, you know, keep it pushing. And also everybody grow up.
Everybody grow up. Exactly. You're never too old to grow up.
Exactly. That's what I tell people. Talk about you first. I'm growing.
Yeah. Already. So but that is our show for today. Thank you guys for tapping in episode 2 of The Path of Destiny. Shout out to Metroplex Wrestling MPX. Make sure you guys give them a follow. Also, follow them on Twitch, where they do have their weekly shows. They are one of the few that do weekly shows. So make sure you give them a follow, tap into the show. You'll find awesome people on it. So go follow them on Twitch.
And but you'll find me because I'm better.
Exactly. Exactly. But shout out to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, you guys be safe and enjoy the wrestling. Peace.
Deuces.
And I know it's all fitness, all fitness, all fitness. We give them no gimmicks. Yeah. And I know it's all business, all business, all business. We give them no gimmick. Yeah. And I know it's all business, all business, all business. We give them no gimmicks.